find this time very interesting from the events that go on during it. And I feel like they did Mother's Day a lot differently then than we do now. It had more purpose then than it does now, is what I'm saying. That time, during that time, World War I started on July 14th, 1914, 3 months after the first Mother's Day. And this was a perilous time. There was a lot of sorrow and a lot of death. And many have lost ones that they loved. And while all the men were off fighting, the mothers would stay home with their children and care for them there. And every kid during that time had that kind of worry of, what if my dad never comes back? What am I going to do? What if it's just me and my mom or and my siblings? But through that all, the mothers would stay strong and they would stay with their children and encourage them through all the hard times. Even though they had that worry of never having their children or their fathers come back, the mothers were there and helped them through it. But today, I feel like it has a lot less purpose. There's not any trouble going on in the world. There's not any big events that are kind of threatening everyone. So it just doesn't have as much effect. The children don't really look up to their mothers in that kind of way anymore. We don't really see them as that role model and that person that's always there for us and that we'll never lose. We don't really respect them like we used to. You see, teenagers and children today show a lot more disrespect towards their mothers. And I feel like this is not anyone's fault really, but is the events that are taking place today. There are no more bad events going on, and so it hasn't really brought us closer to our mothers. But what I do find is we still have a lot of stress. We still have stress of school, stress of work, stress of everything, but we don't go to our moms anymore looking for that relief. Now we just inflict pain upon ourselves and just build up all that stress, and we don't let it go. And this can be very dangerous. And there have been many deaths now because of that. But it's not a major event. And I find this really interesting. We are willing to go to our moms when there's a war or there is an attack on us. But we won't go to them just when we have trouble ourselves. That doesn't make any sense to me, and I feel like we should be able to be comforted by our moms, even if there's nothing going on that's really dangerous or scary. Teenagers have the hardest time with this. We build up a lot of stress from just like everything that goes on, school, social media, if our friends like us or not, but we're not willing to go to our moms and relieve that. We think that they are not as good as us or that they are lower than us. And what's really interesting about this is Jesus' first miracle, the turning the water into wine, that took place at a wedding. And one thing that's usually overlooked by everyone is that it was Mary, his mom, who came and told him that there was the problem. And Jesus was pretty young during this time. I'm pretty sure he was around teenage years or a little bit older. So, of course, he's going to act like any teenager. He's going to say, nah, I don't believe you, or nah, I'm not going to do that. I don't know what you're talking about. And she looked him straight in the eyes and said, do something. And so what does he do? He turned the water into wine, the first miracle. And so if Jesus is able to listen to his mom and do as she says, shouldn't we be able to? If he's able to respect her in a way that he just listens to whatever she says, don't you think that we should be able to do the same? And yet we don't. we don't have that kind of courage to admit that we're wrong. We think that because our moms aren't always there for us, it feels like that we can't respect them. And though it does feel like they're busy doing their other stuff that they have to do, like cleaning the house or helping your siblings, we still need to be able to know that we're loved by them. And I don't think that's the mother's fault. I think that's our own. We are not going to them in to get that relief that we need. But I feel Mother's Day is one of those days that it does remind us that we are loved by them and that they are always there for us. And even though it seems different now than it used to be, it still has the same effect. And we need to change that, I think, and find more comfort in them and be able to go and cry to them, knowing that we are loved by them and that they will always be there for us, no matter what's going on in our lives. So this Mother's Day, I say that for all you mothers out there, know that you are respected by your children and you are loved by them, even if they might not show it always. And for all those kids out there, I say you need to let your parents know that you are loved. You need to go to them in your times of need and struggle, and you need to be able to go and cry to them no matter what day it is. Thank you.
So today I'm going to be talking about the story of Timothy, which is one that oftentimes I think not a whole lot of people are familiar with. So to understand the story of Timothy, we need to first know who he is. He was born around 17 AD in a town called Lystra, which was in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. And his mother was a Jew and his father was Greek. He first became acquainted with Christianity when Paul came and visited his town on his first missionary journey. And when Paul visited his town, he healed a man who was crippled since birth. And by doing that, he gained some credibility with the town, and he was able to convert it. And that's how Timothy was introduced to Christianity. And then Paul shortly left. And in the time that Paul has been gone, Timothy's faith grew over the years, and he became sort of a leader in his own community, church-wise. And then Paul returned eventually to Lystra during his second missionary journey, and when he met Timothy, he was very impressed with his faith, and he decided to take him on as a companion for his future missions and journeys. Timothy eventually became a close, trustworthy friend of Paul, and he was assigned many missions by Paul, mostly to do work in cities such as Ephesus and Corinth. Timothy was also one of the last people to visit Paul as he was sitting in prison in Rome, waiting martyrdom. The verse that I wanted to focus on today was 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. When Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, Timothy was about in his mid-30s, so I'm sure that's not what most of us think of as being youthful nowadays, but back in the day, it was practically unheard of for someone that young to be involved in church leadership. And the message behind this verse doesn't really change just because he was 30. It still applies to teenagers and youth today. Whether you're only 8 years old or if you've made it all the way to 80. For example, Paul sent Timothy on many missions that required a great level of maturity, despite Timothy's inexperience with being on missions. One such mission was that he traveled to Corinth to help the city receive and understand Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 through 19, Paul informs the community about Timothy's upcoming arrival, and he asks them to receive him with kindness. Just after the letter reached Corinth, Timothy arrived, and he found out that the letter was not very well received. A lot of people there were very angry that Paul had some harsh criticisms of their city. However, he stayed in Corinth. He weathered the storm there, and he helped the people warm up to Paul's word and advice eventually. When Paul told Timothy not to be dismayed or discouraged by people discounting him for his age, he intended for that to be applicable to everyone. Nearly every week, our youth group is using our talents to share God's love, whether it's when we bake cookies for prisoners during Kairos ministry, or whether it's when we go out to things like National Youth Gathering. A couple years ago, we went to New Orleans and we helped the local communities there continue their recovery from Hurricane Katrina, which they still unfortunately are suffering from. And by everyone, I mean everyone. No matter how old you are or any disability you may have or whatever background you come from, you have the power of the Holy Spirit within you, and you can use your God-given talents to help further the kingdom of God. Amen.